Dance and music are key ingredients in the life of another American, choreographer Carol Armitage. She's well known in Europe, too, having spent a lot of her life and career there. Armitage takes her choreography in unexpected directions. Case in point, her signature punk ballets. Her group, Armitage Gone Dance, is now beginning a tour of the United States and Europe. Carol Armitage came to our studios to talk about her work and the kind of music that she's attracted to, and that includes the work of the late Hungarian composer György Ligeti. Carol Armitage used his music to create a dance called Ligeti Essays.
Ligeti did in this music was he took a lot of folk traditions from Hungary and he combined them with influences from Asia. And this made this very peculiar world of sound and feeling that is very subtle and dreamy. And in this particular case, the dancers are carrying lanterns. You know, it's kind of like moonlit, and it's just about the beautiful feeling of nature and culture coming together.
So when we take music like this, how do you match it with movement?
Well, juxtaposition is a huge thing that I'm interested in. Collision, juxtaposition, accidents.
This is the punk ballet choreographer in you.
That's right. Yeah. It's the punk side. You know, I like extremes, and I like things that are extremely sensuous and romantic, and I like things that are really tough. And so that's what makes it interesting, because you're talking about the complexity of being human this way. So the dance has its own independent line, but at the same time, it is closely, intimately connected to the music. Because if it's literal, it's very dull and boring.
Literal meaning what?
Literal, if you're like falling bum, 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 like Beethoven, and you're moving your arms, bum, 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 punch, for example, that is boring. But when you do something that is interweaving with it, so there are two things connecting, then it becomes this very sensual, very interesting dialogue between the two.
Now, interestingly, you also worked with Jörg Ligeti's son. This is a man, in fact, that we have had on the show before. His name is Lukas Ligeti. Tell us about your collaboration with him and how you first discovered him.
Well, I had worked with the father's music, and he was very, very influenced by African polyrhythms and the thought in African music, which was quite unusual. And his son has sort of taken that another step further. Lukas has spent a great deal of time in Africa, and he actually formed a band that's called Burkina Electric. He's one of the co-founders.
From Burkina Faso.
And they're from Burkina Faso, and they use traditional Burkinabe music, and they combine it with kind of Western techno and electronics. So I was asked by a Sicilian prince to make a new piece for an outdoor Greek theater.
Oh, him again.
Yes, him again, exactly. This wonderful man. And he's run many opera houses in Italy. And he asked me to do a piece based on Dionysus. He wanted something mythic. And I thought, you know, there's something about the way that Burkina Electric sound has that deep, visceral connection to the earth at the same time that it's extremely modern and has this technology. And what better way to think about Dionysus and ritual and myth than using something from Africa and combining it with my sort of virtuoso ballet?
Can you give us the image?
Well, for example, the lead singer, Mai, who's quite extraordinary, she's as much a dancer as she is a singer, and she is singing in the center doing a traditional African dance, and with her are two men and one woman doing the traditional, and surrounding her in a complicated, almost pulsing geometry are 10 other dancers going in and out doing this kind of wild ballet. So you see these two worlds coming together with the same rhythm, and somehow the same accents, so that even though it's dense and complex, there's like order within the disorder.
Do you find that the interpretation on the part of the dancer is different depending on where they're from?
Yes. And this is an interesting thing, and this is part of the reason I like having people from all different parts of the world. I have two Japanese dancers, and there's no doubt that they are particularly good at making movement that is full of curves because their riding is full of curves. And I think the whole asymmetrical sensibility of Japanese art is very natural to them. And it's always got kind of curves and a feeling of nature. And of course, nature is never straight lines. And nature is much more important in their tradition than it is in ours. And all of this comes out in how they dance.
I want to end talking about Watteau duets. Tell us what Watteau duets is all about and where the name came from.
Watteau duets is a long, long duet in six sections where a couple does these six different duets. And it is kind of the story of a relationship. The reason it's called the Watteau duets is because the great painter Antoine Watteau from France painted all these scenes of romance, courtship in the Baroque era. And it's much of it is about the delightful side, but then there's also this kind of sly feeling always that this is sort of only the surface.
And the music spans styles and time.
The music is by composer David Lenton. He was a drummer. He had never composed before, but he took kind of the whole history of Western music and condensed it into these short little 7-minute sections. And it starts with kind of Elizabethan sounds, then the next one goes to Baroque, and then it goes to Romantic, it goes to Stravinsky, and then into kind of Henry Cowell and John Cage influences. So you have this whole encyclopedia of the history of music, which accompanies the history of this couple.
And the band is on stage.
They are on stage, and they are fun.
Excellent. Carol, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Music from the Watteau Duets, which is going to be presented tonight at Summer Stages Dance at Concord Academy in Concord, Massachusetts. There's more information on the Armitage Gone Dance Tour at theworld.org.